请我们翻到以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5.
第十五节。
Chapter 5, verse 15.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Making the most of your time, because the days are evil.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
我们知道中文这段圣经，特别是有一个 subtitle， 有一个小题叫做爱惜光阴。
Here we have a subtitle in here that says making the most of your time。
这些小标题对我们很有帮助。
These subtitles actually are very useful and helpful to us。
但是有的时候就和上文就失去了联系。
But sometimes it does not connect with the context above it。
事实上，十五节是连着十四节的。
Actually, verse 15 is connected to verse 14.
十四节说，所以主说，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。
Verse 14 says, For this reason, he says, Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
那么怎么光照我们呢？
How does he shine on us?
下面十五节就接着说。你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
It follows with verse 14. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
睡着的人是愚昧的人。
Those who fall asleep are foolish.
醒过来的人是智慧人。
Those who are awake are wise.
这个死了的人是愚昧人。
Those who are dead are unwise.
从死里复活的乃是智慧人。
Those who arise from the dead are wise.
下面接着就说要爱惜光阴。
Then following, it says, making the most of your time or redeeming the time.
那这个爱惜光阴在原文有抓住机会的意思。
In the original, this meaning has a meaning of taking grasp of or grabbing hold of.
Opportunity.
Grabbing hold of the opportunity.
那你怎么知道它是个机会？
How do you know it's an opportunity?
和智慧发生关系。
It has to do with wisdom.
是智慧决定说这是不是最好的机会。
Wisdom is what determines whether this is the best opportunity.
然后我们能够紧紧地抓住它。
Then we can make the most of that time.
有人告诉我们说这个机会好像跟老人一样。
Some people tell us that opportunity is like an old man.
当机会来到你面前的时候。
When the opportunity is before you.
这个老人的头发长在前面。
The old man's hair grows ahead, in front of him.
很长很长的头发。
Very long hair.
所以当他在你前面的时候，你应该紧紧地抓住他。
So when it is before you, you need to get a hold of it.
可是等到这个老人一转身，
But when the old man turns around,
你就抓不住他了。
You can't grab that hair.
因为他后面是秃头，你抓不住他。
Because he is bald in the back behind him.
所以我们需要抓住机会。
We need to grab hold of the opportunity.
许多时候我们知道，这也许是我们一生最大的机会。
Many times we think this is the greatest opportunity of our life.
我们特别蒙恩得救以后，
especially after we're saved.
我们要知道有许多的机会是我们一生再也找不到的。
We know that many opportunities are those that we might not find in the future ever again.
所以我们要爱惜光阴，或者要抓住机会。
So we need to redeem the time or grab hold of the opportunity.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为现今的世代邪恶。
Because the days are evil.
这和我们今天所发生的事有关系。
This has to do with what happens with us today.
所以正因为这个缘故，我们要抓住机会。
For that reason, we need to grab hold of the opportunity.
因为现今的世代邪恶。
Because the days are evil.
你知道这个世代不会长久了。
You know that this time, the time frame now will not be long.
因为邪恶，所以神要审判他。
There is evil, therefore it will be judged.
因为邪恶，挪亚的日子如何，人子的日子也必如何。
Because of evil, how the days of Noah are, so the days of man.
所以下面接着说。
So it says,
不要做糊涂人。
Do not be foolish.
要明白主的旨意如何。
But understand what the will of the Lord is.
意思就是说，发生在我们面前每一件事情。
In other words, whatever happens, every single thing that happens.
我们不要做糊涂人。
Let us not be foolish.
我们不要说我不知道为什么这些事情发生。
Let us not say we don't know why these things are happening.
那证明你是睡着的。
That proves if you say that that you're asleep.
如果我们能抓住机会。
If we can grab hold of the opportunity.
我们就是醒过来的人。
Then we are those who are awake.
我们就是从死里复活的。
We are those who arise from the dead.
这样我们就明白主的旨意如何。
Then we can understand what His will is.
去年九月十一号。
Last year, September 11th.
是人类历史上很重要的一个日子。
Was a very important day in the history of mankind.
自从去年九月十一号以后。
Ever since last year, September 11th.
纽约不一样了。
New York has changed.
纽约的地标。双星大楼已经不见了。
The landmark in New York, the two towers, the twin towers are gone.
美国从此完全不一样。
And the United States is forever not the same.
不管怎么样，这个世界已经完全不一样了。
And no matter what, this world is completely changed.
那到底九月十一号那天发生是对我们基督徒有什么影响呢？
What effect did 9/11 have on us Christians?
这个就好像你到旅馆里面过夜一样。
It's just like you going and spending a night in a hotel.
你需要第二天早晨有人能叫醒你。
You need to have somebody to wake you up the following day.
所以有人到时候就把你叫醒了。
So somebody will wake you up.
所以我们的九月十一号是对基督徒来讲乃是个 wake up call.
So for Christians, 9/11 was a wake up call.
主说你这睡着的人当醒过来。
The Lord said, awake, sleeper.
从死里复活，基督就要光照你。
And arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
那从那天开始
，Ever since that day，
我们发现我们现在就明白过来，许多的事和现今的时代发生关系。
We know that the things that happened then have to do what happens today.
在这个时候，神要呼召我们做智慧人，不是愚昧人。
And the Lord will today call us to be those who are wise, not the foolish.
不要做糊涂人。
Do not be foolish.
要明白主的旨意如何。
But understand what the will of the Lord is.
原来我们所发生在每天所发生在我们眼前的许多事。
The many things that happen before our eyes daily.
要提醒我们。
Remind us.
到底主的旨意是如何。
What the will of the Lord is.
我想我们低头再有点简单祷告。
Let's have a simple word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们把这点时间再交在你的手里。
Precious Lord, we want to give this time into your hands.
但愿你这次唤醒我们，叫我们不做糊涂人。
May you awaken us so that we will not be those who are foolish.
叫我们能知道现今时代邪恶。
That we might know that the days of today are evil.
所以我们必定要抓住你给我们每一个最好的机会。
So we need to take our opportunity, to grab hold of every single opportunity.
我们怎么知道这是最好的机会？
How do we know this is the best opportunity?
我们需要明白你的旨意。
We need to understand what your will is.
主啊，借着所发生的事。
Lord, through what has happened.
叫我们明白你的旨意。
Allow us to understand your will.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠着基督可爱的名。
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen. 我们知道今天晚上、明天晚上、后天晚上有三个晚上。
We know that tonight, tomorrow night, and the day after tomorrow night, there's three nights.
我们一定要来看 the current event, 就是说当今的局势和圣经的预言。
We want to see current events and biblical prophecy.
我们要从圣经预言来看最近所发生的一些事。
Through the prophecy in the Bible, we want to see what has happened recently to us.
我们发现这些事和九月十一号有关联的。
We know that these things have to do with 9/11.
那从圣经预言，我们又怎么来看九月十一号呢？
How are we going to see 9/11 in light of biblical prophecy?
所以我们要用三个晚上的时间一同来看它。
We are going to see this via three nights.
我们知道全本圣经大概有1800多个预言。
We know that in the whole Bible there's about over 1800 prophecies.
当然里面有很多重复的。
Of course there are those who are there are prophecies that are repeated.
所以我们需要整理一下。
So we need to arrange them.
然后你就会发现它事实上呢有整个737个独立的事件。
So there are 737 uniqueIndependent ones.
那么这些 event, 这些 independent event, 这些独立的事件 加在一起总共是737个。
So if you were to add every single one of these independent events, it amounts to 737.
那这个整个占全本圣经篇幅的27%。
And it actually takes place in the whole Bible, 27% of the whole Bible.
所以圣经能不能站得住，就和它的预言能不能站住发生绝对的关系。
Whether the Bible can stand or not has to do with whether the prophecy can stand.
如果这些预言站住，圣经就站住。
If the prophecy stands, the Bible stands.
如果这些预言跌倒，圣经也就跌倒。
If the prophecy falls, so does the Bible.
所以我们要问，到底这么多的预言应验率，它应验率有多高？
So we have to see of all these prophecies, what's the percentage of the fulfillment of these prophecies?
The rate of fulfillment.
What is the rate?
那么这个应验率就能告诉我们到底神的话准不准确。
So the fulfillment rate will show us whether the word is accurate or not.
那么在737个独立事件里面
，So in the 737 independent events,
有570个重大的事件，590个重大的事件。
There are 590 great occurrences,
major events.那么在这个590个 major events 里面
，So in the 590 major events，
到目前为止，我们知道有570件已经完全应验。
570 have already happened。
你们可以很快的算到底它多少，很快很快算。
Very quickly you can see what that percentage is。
那20个预言，20个独立的 major event， 大重大的事件。
The 20 major events left。
那这些预言是正在应验当中。
These prophecies are being fulfilled as we speak.
而且一定要应验。
And they will be fulfilled.
有一些的预言事实上就应验在我们的眼前。
Some of these prophecies are fulfilled before our own eyes.
所以我们这次3个晚上
，So these 3 evenings.
我们不是注意那些已经应验过的圣经预言。
We're not going to pay attention to those prophecies that already have been fulfilled.
590个重大事件应验了570个，你就知道圣经的确是神的话。
570 out of the 590 major events have been fulfilled. You know that is the word of God.
如果那些预言都应验的话，剩下20个一定应验。
So if those prophecies have already been fulfilled, you know that the remaining 20 will be.
我们现在有完全的把握，它一定要应验。
We have 100% assurance that they will be fulfilled.
而且现在正在应验当中。
And they are being fulfilled as we speak.
而且正在完成当中。
They are being concluded as we speak.
如果主迟延的话
，If the Lord were to tarry,
我们知道甚至有的预言就应验在我们现在。
We know that the prophecies will happen in our time.
所以我们现在所处的时代就这样的一个时代。
So what the time that we are living in is this time.
意思就是说神的预言快应验完了。
God's prophecies are about to be fulfilled completely.
我们的主很快就要回来。
Our Lord is about to return.
那为什么刚才这里讲到不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意呢
？Why does it say here, do not be unwise, know what the will of the Lord is?
这个和时间发生关系。
This has to do with time.
这个和神的时间表发生关系。
This has to do with God's timetable.
神不光有一个永远的旨意
，God not only has an eternal purpose.
然后他就开始执行他的旨意。
But he also makes the purpose be accomplished.
我们知道说，在过去的永远。
We know that in the past.
事实上。我们知道有两个永远。
We know that there's two eternities.
过去永远
，eternity past，
还有将来的永远
，and eternity to come.
那么在这两个永远中间有一段的括弧，就是我们的时间。
Between these eternities, there is a parenthesis, and within this parenthesis, it is our time.
在时间还没有开始的时候
，before the beginning of time，
神就有一个在他的里面就已经决定好一些的旨意。
God already decided certain things.
那不止这些永远的旨意，他已经计划好了。
Not only did he already plan and design all his eternal purpose，
他决定要执行它。
But he also decided that it will be accomplished。
所以当他开始实行他的旨意的时候
，So when his will began，
我们的这个宇宙的齿轮就开始转动起来。
We know that the axis in this world started to turn。
那因着这个缘故，时间就开始了。
So time began to begin。
我们知道，读科学的人告诉我们说，我们所有时间的观念是因为整个宇宙在那里动的。
Science says that the concept of time is a result because Earth is moving.
宇宙所以在那里动，因为神要实行他的旨意。
The universe is moving because God wants to accomplish His will.
然后呢，我们知道这个时间一直往前推进，齿轮一直这个轮子一直往前，会有一直往前推进。
So we know that the wheels are always in motion.
那么如果等到神完成他的旨意了
，And so when God's will is accomplished，
那么这个就到了宇宙的末日。
That is the end of the universe.
然后神就开始将来的一个永远。
So God will then begin the future eternity.
所以我们知道说，今天我们讲的预言，今天我们讲的时间，讲的永远和神的旨意发生关系的。
So the prophecy that we talk about, the time we talk about today, has to do with the will of God.
那么当神一面开始在时间里面工作。
On one hand, when God began to work in time,
那另一面他把那个工作的时间表告诉我们。
But on the other hand, He gave us the timetable of His work.
这个时间表是在圣经里面。
This timetable is found in the Bible.
所以我们要明白。
So we need to understand.
这个圣经里面预言这个字。
The word prophecy in the Bible.
我们的感觉以为是预测未来。
We think that it's actually prophesying something in the future.
其实那个字在原文比那个意思要多得多。
But the origin actually means a little bit more than that.
因为圣经里面旧约用先知书或者用预言这个字。
Because in the Old Testament, when it speaks of the prophetic books or the prophets,
当一个先知在那里说预言
when a prophet is prophesying,
那个基本的概念就是他在那里述说神的旨意
The basic understanding is he is speaking of the Lord's will.
他把神的旨意把它说出来了
He is speaking out the God's will.
不过大家不要忘记
But let us not forget,
神的旨意有过去，有现在，有未来
God's will has the past, present, and future.
那么先知不光是说到过去神的旨意
The prophets not only spoke of the past his will
所以那就是先知的解释对过去的解释
They're actually giving their explanation of the past
那么等到先知说到现在的情况的时候
So when the prophets speak of today
比方说像以赛亚像耶利米对当时的那个以色列人他有责备
Just like Isaiah and Jeremiah, when he rebuked the people of Israel at that time.
那是对他们那个时候状况的一个反应。
It was in reaction to their situation at that time.
然后先知提醒他们神的旨意。
Then the prophets reminded them God's will.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
我们知道神要继续往前做。
We know God wants to continue to move forward.
所以有一段神的旨意是关乎将来的。
So part of the God's will has to do with the future.
但是我们不要忘记了。
Let us not forget.
这个预言这个字。
Prophecy, this word.
它的重点重在述说神的旨意。
The emphasis is speaking of God's will.
那么当然，因为它讲到将来所要发生的事。
It's when obviously since it speaks of things that are happening in the
future. 所以对我们来讲
，So to us,
很多神永远的旨意还在将来的。
Much of God's eternal purpose has to do with the future.
所以在这里我们就明白了。
So now we understand.
原来神不只把他的旨意告诉我们。
God not only told us His will.
神也把他的时间表告诉我们。
But He also gave us His timetable.
那么当我们读预言的时候。
When we study prophecy.
如果你关心神永远的旨意的话。
If you're concerned with the eternal will of God.
你就可以根据现在所发生的事。
Then according to things that happen now.
你就知道说现在是不是神的旨意快完成了
？Now you will know whether God's will is about to be fulfilled.
在我们现在所活的时候
，the day that we live today，
到底神的工作已经完成百分之几了
？What percentage of God's work has been accomplished？
是刚刚开始呢
？Has it just begun？
还是已经快到末了了
？Or is it almost at its end？
我们根据刚才所告诉大家的资料
，According to the information we just gave you，
如果590个重大事件只剩下20件的话
，If 590 events major events, only 20 are left.
那就是告诉我们神的工作已经快完成了。
That means that God's will is almost done.
那就告诉我们神心中那个旨意快达到了。
His eternal purpose in his heart is almost reached.
这个是最叫人兴奋的时候。
This is the most time of most excitement.
神的旨意里面当然有十字架。
In God's will, there is a cross.
神的旨意里面当然借着十字架拯救你和我这些人。
In God's will, the cross was to save you and me.
但是这个不光是只说叫我们在神面前有一个称义的地位。
But that only gave us a position of righteousness before Him.
从此以后我们不要再犯罪了。
No longer we are to sin.
我们好像没有罪一样。
It's as if we have no sin.
你看十字架为我们完成何等的工作。
You see what a wonderful work of the cross.
这个就只有这就是神的工作吗
？That is God's work.
不止如此。
Not only that.
我们知道因着那个称义的地位
，because of the position of righteousness，
我们很自然有一个圣洁的生活。
Very naturally, we live a holy life.
所以我们不止因信称义，我们也因信得荣耀。
Not only are we saved, not only we are justified by faith, but we also justified.
我们需要给神时间，让那个得胜的生命能够活出来。
We need to give God time so that that overcoming life can be lived out.
所以这个都和时间发生关系的。
It all has to do with time.
但是不止如此。
Not only that.
不光因信称义。
Not only justified by faith.
因信成圣。
But also justified by faith.
Sanctification by faith.
Sanctification
然后呢也是 glorification by faith. 因信得荣耀。
And glorification by faith.
什么叫做因信得荣耀呢
?What is glorification by faith?
就是要磨成神儿子的形象。
It is conforming to the image of his son.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers,
等到我们磨成神儿子的形象
when we are conformed to the image of his son,
就表示我们这些成熟了
it shows that we are mature.
所以神的儿子独生子要率领众子进到荣耀里面
so God, the son of God will bring all sons into glory.
所以我们就知道等到那件事情完成了
so once this happens,
主耶稣就可以回来了
then Jesus can come back.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
现在你看得很清楚
You can see very clearly.
神有一个旨意的。
There is a purpose.
现在我们要问说，神的工作开始完成了没有
？Has God's work began?
我们都已经得救了。
We've all been saved.
我们得救了十年了。
We've been saved 10 years.
那现在我们像不像他呢
？Are we like him?
他有没有把我磨成他的形象呢
？Are we conformed to his image?
你看见神有个工作的。
God has a work.
在这个工作没有完成以前
，Before this work is accomplished,
他一直做工。
He continues the work.
所以主耶稣说，我父。做事直到如今。
So the Lord Jesus said, "My Father does His work until today."
他说我也做事。
And therefore I also work.
那圣灵今天也在我们里面做。
And the Holy Spirit also works in us.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
神有一个计划。
God has a purpose.
神有一个蓝图。
He has a blueprint.
要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
To conform to His image of His
Son. 而且他要得着一个荣耀的教会。
And He wants to gain a glorious church.
不管我们今天怎么感觉
，No matter what we feel.
虽然神的儿女今天四分五裂
，Even though the children of God are all Scattered.
虽然今天神的儿女中间属灵的光景并不是那么好
，Even though the spiritual condition of the children of God are not good today，
但是主说在他儿子回来以前
，But God said before His Son were to return，
他要得着荣耀的教会
，He wants to gain a glorious church。
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
神一直是根据那一个旨意一直往前的
，God keeps moving according to that purpose。
那现在我们要问
，Now we ask，
今天我们所属的时代。
Today in the era that we are in,
我们根据圣经里面所给我们的预言
，according to the prophecy in the Bible,
这些预言原来告诉我们神工作、神永远计划那个时间表是怎样的。
He shows us what the timetable of the work of God is.
当你对一对的时候
，when you compare this,
你就知道。现今的时候是什么时候
？You know what today is.
这样你就能明白主的旨意。
Now you will understand what the will of the Lord is.
这样我们就不能做糊涂人。
We cannot be those who are foolish.
我们不能再睡了。
We cannot be asleep.
主说你这睡的人当醒过来。
The Lord said, "Awake, sleeper."
没有多少时间好睡了。
There's no more time to sleep.
因为 the end of all things, 万物的结局已经近了。
The end of all things is near.
所以弟兄姊妹，没有时间让。让我们再糊涂下去。
There is no, we can no longer be foolish.
我们需要抓住最好的机会。
We need to grab hold of the best opportunity.
也许前面没有多少年。
Maybe we don't have any more years.
我们知道今天整个的美国完全在不确定的当中。
We know that the whole United States today is an uncertain time.
美国应该是最稳定的国家。
The United States should be the most secure, most stable.
按道理来讲，应该是这样的。
It should be like that.
结果这个最稳定的国家变成最不稳定。
Yet the most stable nation in the world is now the most uncertain.
一直到现在，你坐飞机就好像上战场回来一样。
It's going taking a plane today is like going into the battlefield.
所以我们知道说，这是一个全世界最富有的国家。
This is one of the most rich country in the nation in the world.
安定的。
It's the most stable.
最 prosperous 最繁荣的。
Should be the most prosperous nation.
那应该各方面都是最美好的。
Should be the best.
但是弟兄姊妹
well, brothers and sisters,
现在我们从9月11号以后
ever since 9/11,
我们看见完全美国完全不一样了
we see that the United States has changed.
为什么这样呢
Why?
叫我们不能再做糊涂人
we can no longer be foolish.
我们从前以为说到了美国就好了
we thought before that when we come to the United States everything will be good.
我们从前有的人认为美国就是天堂
many people thought the United States was heaven.
但是现在我们知道美国并不是天堂
but we know that it is not so.
但是问题不在这里
but here's the It's not the problem isn't one thing happening after another.
问题我们要问
We have to ask
the question. 到底神永远的神的旨意是什么
We have to ask the question. What is the will of God?
所以当一些事情发生的时候
So when some things happen.
比方说最近中东的局势非常紧张
For example, the events happening in the Mid-East.
有很多的问题大家不能解决
It's very nerve-wracking Many things that can't be resolved
比方说所以大家一直在问说最近在以色列有一个地方叫 Jenin
For example, a place in Israel called Jenin
那到底以色列有没有屠杀做屠杀的事情
Did Israel actually commit acts of murder there? Did they massacre people there?
那么这两天那么联合国的人就进去了
So the people of the United Nations have gone in
他们非常的惊讶觉得整个的城好像经过大地震一样
It looked like the whole city had gone through an earthquake
你看见很多的房子在瓦砾里面很多的房子好像都坍掉都倒掉了
Many of those houses and homes have been destroyed and fallen down
有人说这个一定是经过屠杀的事件
Some people have said that they have gone through a massacre
有人说不是
Some people said no
他们说因为这个 Jenin 可以说就是恐怖分子的大本营
But because people say that Jenin is the home for where the terrorists are
所以你看见等到这个以色列军队进去要对付恐怖分子就遭遇到很顽强的反抗
So when the Israeli army went into Jenin they were counterattacked by all these terrorists
现在你就知道说以色列这些把他们年轻人送到 Jenin 去他们所遭遇的危险是什么样的危险
So you know what danger the Israelis went through for their young people who went into Jenin
所以我们知道这个是没有人知道的
Many people don't know what happened.
那么吉宁是什么地方呢
Where is Jenin?
你如果读旧约圣经的话
If you read the Old Testament.
你记不记得有一次约瑟啊要去找他的哥哥
Do you remember one day when Joseph was going to look for his brother?
然后他哥哥看到约瑟来说那个做梦的人来了
And then the brother said the one who dreams is coming. The dreamer.
然后他们要害他
And they were going to do harm to him.
最后就把他们卖到埃及去
And finally they sold their brother to Egypt.
你知道约瑟是在什么地方碰见他哥哥呢
Do you knowWhere Joseph met his brother?
他的哥哥们在什么地方把约瑟卖掉了呢
Where did his brother sell Joseph?
就在吉宁的附近
It was near Jenin
所以如果你有机会到吉宁去的话
So if you have an opportunity to go to Jenin
你看看那里的景色仍旧是约瑟那个时候的景色
You will see the environment over there is just like the time of Joseph
所以我们就晓得这是圣经里面很熟悉的地方
So we know this is a very well-known
伯利恒是另外一个例子。
Another example is Bethlehem.
比方说伯利恒现在又这个以色列军队就围困这个把一些巴勒斯坦人就围困在那个教堂里面。
And you know that the Israeli army now has besieged many Palestinians in that church.
那听说大概有100多个、200个的这个 gunmen， 就是两个的那个那些这个武装的人员在里面。
There's about 200 gunmen in that church building.
那当然，在以色列人眼中，他们都是恐怖分子。
So in the eyes of the people of Israel, those are terrorists.
那么现在呢，他们那个攻打的地点呢，又是非常有历史古迹的那个地方，就是伯利恒。
And where they are fighting right now is a very historical.Place that is in Bethlehem.
而那个教堂听说就是主耶稣诞生的那个地方。
And that church is known as the Church of the Nativity where Jesus was born.
而那个教堂乃是到目前为止最古老的一个教堂。
And that church building is actually one of the oldest buildings.
所以全世界的眼光都注意那个地方。
So all of the eyes of the whole world are paying attention to that.
我们知道说的的确确中东局势是非常非常严重，也是非常非常紧张。
We know the events happening in the Mid East are very important and it's very nervous.
那为什么巴勒斯坦人和以色列有这样的争执呢
？Why is there this conflict between the Palestinians and Israelis?
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故。
我们就需要回到圣经里面。
We need to, because of this, go back to the Bible.
我们就需要回到圣经的预言里面。
We have to go back to the prophecy in the Bible.
我们要问说，到底圣经对巴勒斯坦人是怎么预言的？
We have to see what prophecy has, what prophecies of the Palestinians is in the Bible.
为什么他们和以色列有这么大的争执？
Why is there such a big conflict with Jews?
我们需要用全本圣经来解释它才可以。
Through the whole Bible, we have to is the way we can explain it.
当然，如果你要明白巴勒斯坦人的预言，
if you have to understand prophecy regarding Palestine,
两本书你要读清楚的。
Two books you need to be very clear.
一本是阿摩斯书，
one is the book of Amos.
还有一本就是西班牙书，
the other one is Zephaniah.
但是我很担心有的人西班牙书都找不到了。
I'm actually very concerned. Many of you don't even know where the book of Zephaniah.
但如果你这把两本书读过的话，
but if you read these two books,
你觉得非常重要的，
you see it's very important.
因为那个和巴勒斯坦人前途发生关系。
It has to do with the future of Palestinians.
你发现说今天巴勒斯坦的事件，
you will see that what's happening with the Palestinians
和主的回来发生关系，
has to do with the Lord's return.
特别从这两卷书信里面，
especially,
两卷预言先知书里面，
especially through these two books, the minor prophet books.
那不止如此，
not only that,
和将来有个日子叫做耶和华的日子发生关系，
it also has to do with the day of the Lord.
那么这个耶和华的日子就是主耶稣所说的将来大灾难的日子。
The day of the Lord is the great tribulation.
结果你发现说，在那个日子里面
，and during that time，
巴勒斯坦人有一定的角色。Play some role.
The Palestinians will play a specific role.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
你如果仔细去读圣经
，if you were to read carefully the Bible，
将来主回来以前
，before the Lord returns，
最后一次世界大战是哈米基督的战争。
The last world war will be the war of Armageddon.
但是不要忘记
，but do not forget，
这个哈米基督战场是全圣经最古，全世界最古老的战场。
The battlefield in Armageddon is the oldest battlefield in the world.
我们知道说，拿破仑曾经认为那一个战场。是全世界最好的战场之一。
We know that Napoleon once regarded that battlefield as one of the best battlefields ever.
我们如果要明白将来的哈米基督人战争
，If we are to understand the future war of Armageddon,
我们就要回到四世纪，回到旧约圣经。
We have to go back to the Old Testament.
我们要看在那个古老的战场上面发生了什么事。
What happened on that old battlefield?
你会发现，你会发觉的很有意思的一件事。
You'll see something very interesting.
就是过去所发生的事，将来也要发生。
What happened in the past will happen in the future.
你如果仔细读历史，仔细读预言的话
，If you are to read carefully history and prophecy,
你就会发现，在圣经里面，在创世纪所记载的，跟这个以跟启示录所记载的
，What has been notated in Genesis and what's been notated in Revelation
是 one to one correspondent， 好像一个对另外对应另外一个一样。
There's a one to one correspondent.
这个中间好像一面镜子一样。
In the middle, it's as if there was a mirror.
你如果想知道将来新耶路撒冷什么样的情形
，If you want to know about the New Jerusalem,
你回过头去看创世纪刚开始伊甸园的情形。
Look back and see what happened at the Garden of Eden.
你如果想知道哈米基顿战争将来的情形
，If you want to know what's going to happen at Armageddon,
你就看圣经第一次讲到跨区域的战争，就是国际性的战争，那就是四王五王的战争，在创世纪。
You look in Genesis 14 and you'll see that great war that happened between the five kings.
那跨区域的，就是这叫跨transregional.
哦，这 cross-regional war that happened.
你知道说这个是大规模的。
It is of a great
great
scale. It was a great.
所以如果从这个角度来看的话
，So if you look at it that angle,
你看四王和五王的战争
，You see the battle of the war of the four and five kings.
就给你看见，就给你看那个仗是怎么打的。
You will see how that war was fought.
你就知道说将来哈米基多对你那个战争是怎么打。
You will then know how Armageddon will be fought.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
你想知道将来哈米基多的情形
，If you want to know the situation of Armageddon,
你去读圣经里面古老的战场在。哈米基顿在战场上所发生的事。
Read in the Old Testament what had happened on the battlefield of Armageddon.
结果你发现和今天的巴勒斯坦人有关系。
You will see that it has to do with the people of Palestine today.
所以我们要明白。
We have to understand.
到底神的旨意如何？
What is the will of God?
我们要读这些圣经的预言。
We have to read these biblical prophecies.
不是为着满足我们的好奇心。
Not to satisfy our curiosity.
我们要知道到底神的旨意多久就要完成。
We want to see how long it's going to take for the will of God to be fulfilled.
你看看今天教会的光景。
If you look at the condition of the church,
你我会满意吗？
Will you and I be satisfied?
今天我们很容易满意的。
We're very easily satisfied.
只要主给我们500个人到1000人，我们就满意。
As long as the Lord gives us 500 or 1,000 people, we're satisfied.
但主不会满意的。
But the Lord is not satisfied.
主要得着一个荣耀的教会。
The Lord wants a glorious church.
主不要1000个人通通像婴孩，通通像幼稚园的小朋友一样。
The Lord does not want 1,000 infants like kindergarten kids.
主要他们个个都长大。
He wants each and every one of them to grow up.
我们这些为主做工的是最容易满足的。
For us who work for the Lord, we are very easily satisfied.
主一点的祝福就叫我们满足了。
The Lord gives us a little blessing and
we're satisfied. 但是我们要问说。今天主有没有得着荣耀的教会呢？
Has the Lord gained a glorious church?
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
许多时候神需要借着911的事件来唤醒我们。
Many times such situations like 9/11 are used to awaken us.
叫我们这些人要醒过来。
So that we will wake up.
从死里复活。
Arise from the dead.
基督要光照你了。
Christ will shine on you.
那这个光什么光呢？
What is the shining?
毫无疑问是预言的光。
This is no doubt, it's the shining of the light of prophecy.
你在什么时候？
No matter what time.
你就知道主回来的日子近了。
You know that the day of the Lord's return
is near. 你怎么得着智慧呢？
How do you gain wisdom?
谁是最有智慧的人呢？
Who is the most wise?
那这个人能知道神的工作已经完成几%了？
This person will know what percentage of God's will, of God's work has been done.
现在还有哪些事要发生？
He knows what other things will happen.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
因为这个缘故，
For this reason,
他很自然就根据神的旨意在那里工作，在那里服侍弟兄姊妹。
Very naturally, he will work according to God's will and serve brothers and sisters.
所以这就是为什么这次我们要来看圣经中的预言。
That is why we want to see biblical prophecy this time.
我们知道说许多人好奇，喜欢知道将来的事。
We know many people are curious and want to know what's going to happen in the future.
但是我们知道神把这些预言放在圣经里面。
But God put these prophecies in the Bible.
乃是要我们明白神的旨意。
Is to know His will.
所以我想我们就从刚刚发生的事情开始。
So let us begin from what just happened.
然后我们来看几件重要的事。
So let us see some major things.
那这都和圣经的预言发生关系。
And they all have to do with prophecy in the Bible.
那我们先从现在这个中东的乱局开始。
So let's see the current events happening in the Middle East.
那今年的冲突毫无问题是以色列跟巴勒斯坦人的冲突。
So the conflict today is between Israel and Palestine.
两年前我在台湾。
Two years ago, I was in Taiwan.
我那个时候我们就说到中东的局势和圣经的预言。
And at that time, I spoke on the current events of the Middle East and biblical prophecy.
那个时候没有人听的。
At that point, nobody will listen.
那个时候没有人注意的。
Nobody paid attention.
他们常常问我一个问题。
They always ask me.
我们在台湾和中东有什么关系？
We in Taiwan, what do we have to do with the Middle East?
那中东就是很紧张，和我们有什么关系？
Everything that happened in the Middle East has nothing to do with us.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
自从911事件以后，
Ever since 9/11,
现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
美国所以为什么全世界有一些人那么恨美国人？
Why are there a group of people who hate the Americans?
为什么恨是那么深？
Why is the hatred so deep?
你怎么知道恨是那么深？
How do you know that hatred is deep?
你就要看9月11号双星大楼所发生的事。
You just have to see what happened to the Twin Towers on 9/11.
几千条的生命就这样无缘无故的就这么走了。
Thousands of lives were there that left this world.
但是我们不要忘记，
Let us not forget.
那个原因在什么地方？
What was the reason?
如果我们真的要追究它的原因的话，
If we are really trying to find out what the reason is,
你发现说和中东的局势发生关系，
It has to do with the events in the Middle East.
是不可能的，是不可能没有关系的。
It's impossible for it not to have to do with the Middle East.
美国人现在醒悟过来了。
So the United States is awakened.
他不能够不管中东的事。
They can no longer ignore the Middle East.
因为那个地方没有和平。
Because when there's no peace there,
全世界就不会和平。
Then there's no peace in the world.
那个地方恐怖分子如果继续下去的话，
If the terrorists were to continue there,
那下一次也许就是伦敦，也许就是纽约，也许就是别的地方。
Maybe next time it's London or New York or somewhere else.
我们不知道。
We don't know.
所以我们知道说这些是很明显给我们知道。
Very clearly it shows us.
那么今很明显给我们看见说今天中东的情形能影响到全世界。
That the events happening in the Mideast have to do with the world.
所以两年后的今天。
So 2 years later.
我想我们很清楚。
I think it's very clear.
我们知道说今天世界的命运和中东的命运连在一起。
The fate of today has to, of the world today has to do with the Mideast.
原因在什么地方呢？
What is the reason?
因为根据圣经
According to the Bible,
人类的历史是从中东开始
The history of mankind begins from the Middle
East. 人类的历史也从中东结束
And man's history will end in the Middle East.
所以难怪你看见中东所发生的事和我们有很密切很密切的关系
No wonder the events happening in the Middle East have to do with us very, very closely.
尤其今天我们处在这样一块土地上
Especially because we who are standing on a land like
this. 如果中东局势有什么擦枪走火，如果有什么控制不住的事情发生了
，If something were to happen in the Middle East where something can't be controlled，
如果那样的话，你不知道有什么悲剧会发生。
You don't know what tragic event might happen。
不说世界上最有智慧的人聚在一起
，Yes， all the most wise people gather together。
他们要解决这个问题
，They want to solve this problem。
那我相信每个人都在那里用他们最大的忍耐
，And everybody uses their greatest patience。
但是我们不知道
，But we don't know。
什么时候什么事会发生
？We don't know。What will happen when?
那结果那个结局是不可收，没有办法收拾的。
And there's no way to go back against the tragic event.
所以我们要知道。
So we need to know.
这个就是为什么中东局势对我们来讲是那么重要。
That is why the events happening in the Middle East is so important for us.
那首先我们要来看。
So we have to see first.
为什么到底这个巴勒斯坦人是从哪里来的
？Where do the Palestinians come from?
这个巴勒斯坦这个字是从哪里来的
？Where does this word Palestine come from?
我们知道巴勒斯坦这个是从圣经来的。
The Palestine, this word is comes in the Bible.
而且这个字第一次出现。
And the first time it occurred
是出现在英文圣经里面。
It occurred first in the Bible, the English Bible.
而且英文圣经我们知道有很有名的版本叫做 King James 版钦定本圣经。
And it actually happened in the King James version.
在那个翻译里面
，In that translation，
你看你有几个地方他提到巴勒斯坦。
Several places it mentions Palestine.
我想我们没有时间去看它。
I don't think we have time to.
我们只要看一个地方就可以。
Let's just look at one place.
好不好？我们看看约珥书。
The book of Joel.
Joel chapter 3.
Joel chapter 3.
第三章第四节。
Chapter 3, verse 4.
推罗、西顿和巴勒斯坦四境的人呐，你们与我何干
？Moreover, what are you to me, O Tyre, Sidon, and all the regions of Cilicia?
那这个 Cilicia 在钦定本圣经是翻作巴勒斯坦。
The word, this word Cilicia, I'm reading from the New American Standard. Actually, in the King James, is Palestine.
那是第一次那个字出现。
That is the first occurrence of this word.
所以我们如果把这一节圣经原文这一句话的原文查考一下的话
，If we are to read the original words in this verse，
我们不知道为什么别的地方我们知道翻译英文圣经都翻作腓力士。
Other places in the other translations translated.
那别的地方 ，the other places.
Oh, in other places, this word is translated.Cilicia.
在 King James Version 都翻作腓力士人或者腓力士人的地。
And even in the King James, it says the Philistines or the land of the Philistines.
那这个是别的地方。
And this is in other places.
而全本圣经出现了280多次。
And it's mentioned in the Bible over 280 times.
但是很稀奇，为什么就在几个地方翻译圣经的人改了那个字，把它翻作巴勒斯坦
？But why in certain verses was the word translated Palestine?
所以就翻作巴勒斯坦，那就翻作这个巴勒斯坦那个字。
And there was the words were translated into Palestine.
那我们知道这个巴勒斯坦巴勒斯坦人其实就是腓力士人。
We know that Palestinians are the Philistines.
那 这个因为事实上我们的在希腊原希伯来原文是一个字的。
In the Hebrew, it's the same word.
那么，那为什么这个那么这个圣经是怎么用这个巴勒斯坦人呢？
How does the Bible use the word Palestinian?
我们说过，这个字，今天我们称巴勒斯坦这个字。
The word Palestine today.
我们知道说，这个最早的就是 King James 那时候用这个字。
It was originally used the first time in the King James.
但事实上呢？
But in actuality,
我们知道的很清楚。
We know very clear.
我们晓得说，自从以色列王国以后
，Ever since the ever since of the fall of the nation of Israel,
我们知道，特别是在主后70年
70 AD.
那么根据主耶稣的预言
，According to the prophecy of our Lord,
那棵无花果树果然枯干了。
That fig tree became dry.
因为圣经用无花果树来预表、来代表以色列国。
Because that fig tree represents the nation of Israel.
那么有一天主耶稣预言说，这棵树要从根开始枯干的。
So one day the Lord prophesied that that tree was going to become dry from the root.
那当主耶稣说那个预言，他不是用口说的，他是用行动来表示的。
So when he spoke that prophecy, he not only didn't just speak it, he had to put it in action.
那果然在主后70年到主后135年
So between 70 AD and 130 AD,
这个 nation of the 这个nation of Israel disappeared, 就从这个世界上完全消失了。
So the nation of Israel disappeared.
然后呢，以色列人就被落到全世界的各地去。
So Israel, the nation, people of Israel just got scattered throughout the whole world.
所以一直被分散到200多个国家。
They were scattered throughout over 200 countries.
一直到1948年，他们才陆陆续续的回来。
Until 1948, when they started to come home.
那么我们知道说
，We know，
在我们知道在那个时候
，At that time，
我们知道在那个在那个就在主后七十年以后。
In 70 AD,
你看见不光耶路撒冷城被毁了
，Not only was the city of Jerusalem destroyed,
圣殿一块石头不留在一块石头
，The temple, not a single stone was upon a stone. The other,
还有以色列人就被抛到遥远全世界各地去
，And the people of Israel were scattered throughout all over the world.
1800年以后他们才回来的
，1800 years later was when they returned.
所以大家可以想象。
So many of you can
等到以色列人离开他们的家乡。
When the people of Israel left their homeland,
那个家乡本来叫做 Judea and Samaria, 叫做犹太和撒玛利亚人。
Their homeland was called Judea and Samaria.
但是没有多久以后，耶路撒冷城就变成了罗马城。
But then the city of Jerusalem became a Roman city.
我们知道每一个罗马城都有个 main street 是南北向的。
We know that all Roman cities have a main street.North, going north.
那么我们知道说耶路撒冷也是如此。
The same thing happened to Jerusalem.
所以耶路撒冷完全变成了外邦的城。
So Jerusalem became a Gentile city.
那么在圣殿所在的地方
，and the place where the temple
就在耶路撒冷城里面
，was in the city of Jerusalem.
你看他们罗马人就把他们罗马的偶像就建立起来了。
And the Romans built up all their idols there.
所以你看那个城不再是永远的城。
And that city was no longer an eternal city.
那个城不再是永远大君王不。是 the city of the great king 不再是大君王的京城
the city, the Jerusalem no longer was the city of the great king
因为神把以色列人弃绝了
because God rejected the people of Israel
因为他们说钉他十字架钉他十字架
because they said crucify him crucify him
愿流这人的血归在我们和我们子孙的身上
may the blood be upon on us and on our
所以从那个时候开始
So from then on,
你看见那块地就开始荒凉了。
That land became desolate.
本来有春雨有秋雨的，本来有 latter rain and former rain， 有春雨跟秋雨。
Before there was the latter rain and the former rain.
所以那块地是流奶与蜜之地。
That land was a land that flowed with milk and honey.
但是你记得当这个罗马兵丁为着要把耶路撒冷拿下来
，But because the Romans wanted to gain the city of Jerusalem.
所以他就把整个的橄榄山的树通通砍掉了。
So the soldiers cut down all of the trees on Mount Olive.
所以从那个时候开始，整个的生态、整个的 ecology 就完全改变了。
So the ecology of that time started to change.
后来我们的这块地就被土耳其占领了。
And that land was occupied by the Turks.
当土耳其占领那块地的时候
，When Turkey took over that land,
他们要收税。
They wanted to collect tax.
如果你家里的园，你的范围里面有多少棵树，就要收多少的税。
And the tax was based on how many trees were in your property.
那我们知道说，全世界对于税的心理是完全一样。那个现在如那个时候如何，现在也是如何。
We know all how we react to taxes. How it was then is the same here today.
所以为着逃税的缘故。
So to try to evade our taxes.
所以他们把所有的树统统砍光。
They cut down all the trees.
这样就不必缴税了。
Therefore, they didn't have to pay tax.
所以你想想看，难怪经过那么久以后，那么整个的春雨秋雨就没有了。
No wonder that time the former latter rains no longer existed.
所以一百多年前，当马克吐温访问那个地方的时候
，So about a hundred years ago, when Mark Twain visited that place.
你如果读他的形容，你读他怎么介绍那个地方的话
？If you are to read his writings about that place,
没有人会羡慕到那里去。
Nobody would want to go there.
你绝对不会想到这是牛奶鱼米之地。
You never thought this was a land that flowed with milk.
你看整个地受了咒诅了。
The whole land was cursed.
所以现在如果你再到以色列去的话
，So now if you go to Israel,
你尤其如果你读圣经，想到约旦河一定是。像长江大黄河一样很大的江河。
Many times when you read the Jordan River, you think it's like a great river, like the
Mississippi.
Like the Mississippi River.
但是弟兄姊妹，你如果到了这个以色列
，But when you go to Israel,
尤其是你从耶利哥要到耶路撒冷去
，When you go from Jericho to Jerusalem,
你最兴奋的一件事就是导游告诉你说，现在我们要过约旦河了。
The most exciting time is when the tour guide says we're going to cross the Jordan River.
你的心中已经充满了很多的幻想。
You're going to think of great things.
最后你真的看到约旦河了。
You look at the Jordan River.
那个约旦河就像今天就像小水沟一样。
The Jordan River just looks like a sewer.
所以你说这个是圣经里面的话吗
？Is this the word in the Bible?
没有错，弟兄姊妹。
No doubt, brother.
的确是同样的一块地方。
It's the same place.
但是你看，你说因着他们离开了他们的家乡。
But because they left their homeland.
所以你看，你整个地就开始荒凉了。
The whole land became desolate.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
不光如此。
Not only that.
那一块地就再也是那现在为着叫以色列人能完全忘记他们，或者这样说吧，这个罗马帝国。为着要以色列人完全的忘记他们的过去
，so that the Roman Empire, so that the people of Israel completely forget, their past.
那么结果呢？结果怎么样呢？结果他就把那个城耶路撒冷城的名字就改掉了。
So the Roman Empire changed the name of the city of Jerusalem.
完全一个莫名其妙的拉丁文，完全一个拉丁名字，
created,
看也看不懂的。
And gave it a different name, a Latin word.
所以慢慢的从人的脑海里面，耶路撒冷这个城就没有了。
So in people's minds, the city of Jerusalem started to become a non-entity.
不光是巴比伦帝国
，Not only the Babylonian Empire.
希望以色列人能忘记他的过去。
Not only did they want the people of Israel to forget the past.
所以把他们掳到巴比伦去。
So they let them captive into Babylon. That they left their homeland.
慢慢他们就忘记了。
So slowly they forgot.
这是罗马巴比伦帝国想做的。
That is what the Roman Babylonian empires wanted to do.
希腊帝国也这样做。
Same thing with the Greek empire.
我们知道说连罗马帝国也这样。
And even the Roman empire.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
本来那个地方是有名的犹太撒玛利亚。
Before that place was a well-known Judea and Samaria.
所以你读圣经的都是犹太地跟撒玛利亚。
When you read the Bible, it speaks of Judea and Samaria.
你讲的犹太地跟撒玛利亚，大家都知道这块地乃神给以色列人那块迦南美地。
When you speak of Judea and Samaria, you know that that was the promised land that God gave to the people of Israel.
但是呢
，But
我们如果读历史就很清楚。
If we read history,
从那个以后开始
，From that day on,
你怎么形容那块地方
？How do you describe that?
你怎么形容那块地方
？How do you describe that place？
那个地方就不再叫做 Judea 跟那个，就不再叫 Judea 跟这个跟撒玛利亚。
No longer is it called Judea and Samaria。
但是因为那块地是靠近 shore， 靠近海岸那块地。
But because that land was close to the shore，
所以巴勒斯坦的意思 shoreland 的意思就是说是靠近沿海的那块地方。
Palestine means the land close to the seashore。
那所以呢，他们就称那块地就叫做巴勒斯坦。
So they called that place Palestine。
所以等到后来翻译圣经的人。
So those who translated the Bible.
因为在罗马的文献里面，一直就那个地方叫巴勒斯坦。
Because within the Roman territory, they call that place Palestine.
现在因为是巴勒斯坦，所以你就忘记那块是迦是神应许给以色列迦南地。
So when you say Palestine, you forgot then that this was the promised land of Canaan.
就好像你忘记耶路撒冷。
Just like you forgot Jerusalem.
你现在不再想起是犹太地和撒玛利亚。
No longer do you think of Judea and Samaria.
所以罗马人就放了一个莫名其妙的名字，就叫做巴勒斯坦。从此以后，大家就称作巴勒斯坦。
So the Roman Empire just called it Palestine, so that now everybody.
因为巴勒斯坦特别是指的沿海那块地方来说的。
But because Palestine has to do with the land that's by the shore.
所以呢，你读到这个约珥书的时候。
So when you read the book of Joel.
那里讲到推罗、西顿和腓力士四境的人呐。
It speaks of the regions of Tyre, Sidon, and Phoenicia.
那你知道推罗、西顿都是靠近地中海的，你看见吗？
You know that Tyre and Sidon are right by the Mediterranean.
所以到了下面腓力西亚，讲到腓力西亚腓力士人的时候，那事实上我们知道旧约的腓力士人就是住在下面那块地方的。
But we know that the bottom part, when you talk about Phoenicia, we know that that's where the Philistines live.
因为巴勒斯坦是 shoreland 的意思。
Because Palestine it means the shoreland.
所以我们猜想这个时候翻译圣经的人很自然的就翻作巴勒斯坦。
So very naturally, the person who translated this verse translated it Palestine.
所以我们知道这个就是巴勒斯坦，就是巴勒斯坦这个字的来源。
And that is the origin of this word Palestine.
但是非常有意思的。
But very interesting.
我们知道说圣经中的腓力士人。
We know that the Philistines in the Bible.
他所聚集的地方就是巴勒斯坦，就是这个。就是什么推罗西顿往南的那一块的地方。
Where they gathered was to the south of Tyre and Sidon.
所以圣经预言将来巴勒斯坦人的时候。
So when the Bible prophesies on the Palestinians.
你看你圣经特别讲到加沙。
The Bibles talk about Caesar?
No. Gaza.
Oh, I'm sorry, they talk about Gaza.
我们知道今天你讲的加沙走廊。
So when you speak of the Gaza Strip today,
那么我们就晓得那个是指着巴勒斯坦人说的。
It has to do with the Palestinians.
就好像你今天讲的华盛顿指着美国来说的。
Like just like when you speak of Washington, it has to do with the United States.
所以我们知道。
So we know.
当圣经要预言将来所发生的事的时候。
So when the Bible is to prophesy the future.
所以你看见圣经许多时候是说到加沙怎样怎样。
Bible says Gaza so and so, Gaza so and so.
所以如果你仔细地读阿摩斯书。或者西班牙书的话
So if you read carefully Zephaniah or Amos
那么讲到将来讲到讲到巴勒斯坦的时候
When it refers to Palestine
你看见圣经很明显的讲到那块地
Very clearly the Bible speaks of that land
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
因着这个缘故
For this reason
你看见时代会改变地不会改变
Time will change but the land will not
所以讲到巴勒斯坦人
So when you speak of Palestine
就是住在地中海沿岸的那一半的人
You're speaking of those who are at the shore of the Mediterranean.
所以圣经用加沙来代表它。
So the Bible describes it with Gaza.
那么住在那里的那个 land, shoreland, 就是巴勒斯坦。
And those who live in that shoreland are the Palestinians.
虽然后来时代改变了，虽然时间都改变了。
And even though time has changed.
但当圣经讲到预言的时候。
But when you speak of prophecy in the Bible.
你看见很明显，它特别是指着住在那块地上的人。
Very clearly refers to those who live in that land.
那么古时候住在上面的是腓力士人。
In the old times, those who lived there were the Philistines.
那么巴勒斯坦是谁呢
so, who are the Palestinians?
就当以色列人被掳走了以后
That is when the people of Israel left into captivity.
那么住在这块地上的人
And those people were on this land.
所以难怪巴勒斯坦说这块地方是我们的
No wonder the Palestinians say this is our land.
我们在这里最少已经1300年了
We have lived here for over 1300 years.
有的人甚至于超过1300年
Some have lived more than 1300 years.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
今天以色列人说这块地是神给我们的
The Israel says this is the land that God has given us.
你从今天的情形来说
If you are to look in today's eyes.
那么不 不错，就是神的旨意，当初神是把这块地给以色列。
Yes, according to God's will, that land was given to Israel.
但是很稀奇，今天的情形和从前不一样。
But the situation is different from before.
但是无论如何
，No matter what,
我们知道说，当我们要明白非利士这个巴勒斯坦人的时候
，If we are to understand the Palestinians,
我们知道说今天巴勒斯坦人的位置，今天巴勒斯坦人。
Palestinians today,
和今天的以色列人
and is the people of Israel today,
就相当于四世纪那个时候的非利士人跟以色列人
are equal to the time of the Philistines and the people of Israel.
那弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
在这块土地上
in this land,
当初以色列人跟非利士人是住在一起
before the people of Israel and the Philistines lived together.
今天以非利士人跟以色列人还是住在一起。
Again today, the people of Israel and the Philistines.
那么，也许你不是说神不是应许把那块地给以色列吗
？You might say, didn't God promise that land to the people of Israel?
不错，神是答应给他。
Yes, He did.
但是神又怎么说
？But what did God?
神告诉约书亚说
，God told Joshua,
凡你脚掌所踏之处都是你的。
Wherever your foot steps on, that is yours.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
约书亚和其他的百姓应该用信心来汲取神的应许。
Joshua and the rest of the people should have by faith have grasped hold of his promise.
结果他的脚所踩的就是他的。
So that wherever his foot landed, that was his.
但如果你读到约书亚的书的时候
if you read the book of Joshua,
圣经告诉我们说，约书亚死的时候没有得着许多的地方。
The Bible tells
us 有许多地方他没有得到。
The Bible says when Joshua died, there are many places that he did not gain.
他为什么没有得到呢
？Why didn't he gain it?
我们知道他没有照着神的应许来支取那个应许。
Because he did not grab hold of that promise.
那么现在我们要问，在迦南地里面哪一些地可以说是根本没有拿到呢
？In the land of Canaan, what were the places that were not gained?
那圣经特别告诉我们，非利士的全地。
The Bible tells us the land of the Philistines.
换句话说，在整个迦南地最难最难拿下来一块地方，就是沿的海岸的那块地方。
In other words, the most difficult place to the most difficult land to gain was the shoreland.
弟兄姊妹，因着他们没有向主完全忠心的缘故。
Because the people of Israel were not faithful.
因着他们没有信心来支取神的应许。
Because they did not by faith grasp hold of that promise.
结果你看见那些人就住在他们中间。
Therefore others lived among them.
如果他们凭着信心的话
if by faith,
他们就要得着的。
They would have gained that land.
所以你看神已经应许给他们。
God already promised that land.
那现在你看见非利士人在哪里
But where are the Philistines?
就给我们看见以色列人没有向主忠心。
It shows us that the people of Israel were not faithful.
所以谁让这些迦南人让这些非利士人就做了以色列人乐下的经济。乐下的就的乐下。
So the God allowed the people, the Philistines and the people of Canaan to be a thorn in the side of the people of Israel.
那不光那个时候是如此。
Not only at that time.
1948年以后。
After
1948. 神允许以色列人回到他们的故乡。
God allowed the people of Israel to go back to their home.
让我们记得1800年以后。
After 1800 years.
那实在说来，没有一个国家能够恢复的。
It's very difficult for a nation to be restored.
也没有一个国家经过1800年以后，他可以说这块地还是我的。
And over if no nation can claim after 1800 years that this land is still ours.
所以这个完全是神迹。
But this is a miracle.
这件事根本在政治学上是不行不通的，不可能的。
This is something that is impossible.
在1948年的时候
，In 1948,
你看见以色列人果然回到他们自己的故乡。
The people of Israel went back home.
最早以色列人根本没有这么想。
The people of Israel had not thought of this before.
他们最早因为受了很多的逼迫。
In the early days when they were persecuted.
尤其是这个希特勒屠杀他们以后。
Especially in the time of Hitler.
所以。
When he massacred them.
所以他们要找一个自己的家园。
They want to find their own home.
那么最早他们是想到阿根廷。
At the early times, they thought maybe Argentina.
他们希望说能够在阿根廷找一个地方，他们把国家建立起来。
They were hoping that they could find a place in Argentina to establish a nation.
他们没有想到要回到巴勒斯坦。
They never thought to go back to Palestine.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
后来英国知道那个局势很不可，几乎不可能。
And England saw this and said it was impossible.
所以英国政府就和这些人商量。